I'm on one duty, police, fire, medical.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
What do you tell us? All get together and welcome them to the stand with a great big hand!
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
Everybody. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio has begun.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
We're here. Prepare to do. Prepare to break. Prepare to commit many misdemeanors in one night. I'm Carlito. Over here with me is Milkman. Milkman.
Coming out of my people. That's right, we're back. All our friends out there, we love you. And get ready for an ass-kicking, kick-ass shoe. Break that model?
Whatever. And also, Tuck is here, Tuck.
Oh, man, look. You a slave to a page in my book.
Tug. Playboy, your time's up. All right, Tuck, everybody. All right, good deal. So we're here to make a show.
It has it swinging.
Whatever. All right, so what do you guys want us to do? What do we do tonight?
All right.
We do whatever tonight? Is that what the deal is? We're gonna do just that.
Whatever. That's how you brought it up. We just wanna whatever it. That's fine with us.
Tonight's show is brought to you. Is actually sponsored tonight. It's our first sponsor ever. Actually, Milkman, if you could hold the music there for a second, good sir. I'd appreciate it.
Alrighty, here we go. All right, here we go.
This is an awesome event here. It's the first time I'm actually getting paid by a real sponsor here to actually advertise this for them. So everyone, the first hour of Madhouse Radio tonight is brought to you by the Hemorrhoid Relief Center of Central Florida. You can visit them at hemorrhoidreliefcenter.com. Sponsor
wow,
the first hour
right.
of the show. We will be giving awesome. Away $10 tonight, courtesy of the Hemorrhoid Relief Center of Central Florida. Thank you, everybody. All right. So be sure to send in your prank call request tonight. Visit our website at madhouselive.com.
Especially this holiday time.
That's right. And the way the economy is right now, it's hard to get It's hard to get sponsors. I got. You know what I'm sustaining myself on tonight? I've got drinking water. I got the cheap brand gallon at the gas station. You know the gas station, Milkman and Tuck, that there's different kinds of gas stations in Florida. I don't know if it's like this around the world, around the country, or around the world. But here in Florida, you got your nice gas station, you know, where you walk in and it smells like coffee. And they got different flavors of coffee and got cappuccino machine and they make sandwiches right there.
Oh, yeah. I love Arabic gas stations, man.
No, they're not Arabic. I'm talking they're like your BPs. They're ultra clean and it's like walking into a grocery store. And then you got your good old boy, your country ones, is the one we got right
up
next
to
here.
I like the ones that have falafel and
hummus. I like the ones that have fried chicken gizzards and hearts and potato wedges with good trucker food. That's I like a good trucker gas station.
You know what I really love? Pickled peanuts.
Anyway,
man.
I got the cheap brand drinking water. What brand is this? It just says drinking water. It doesn't even have a brand name. Holy shit. This is drinking water brand drinking water.
It don't even say Poland Springs on it?
No, it doesn't have a brand at all. It says drinking water. That is what the label is on this. It cost me 52...
Imitation artificial generic water.
That's all it says. Drinking water. That's like, all right. Oh, here we go. Distributed by Walgreens Company.
That's
all
you need.
I didn't buy it in a Walgreens, though. I'm confused, man. Wow, that's not hard to do. Milkman playing the guitar tonight. Milkman, why are you going to be playing for us there, you motherfucker?
My water
you
right
fucking asshole.
Because
yeah.
There's no crazy filtrations. It's right from
the... Oh, hell, drink it by the gallon, man. That's a shot.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just drinking water straight out of the gallon. It tastes good. That's all I drink anymore.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Living on water, dude. Not living on water, but I am.
Crazy.
I did stop drinking soda as much, and I'm just trying to drink a lot of water. All right, guys, knock it off. Falls drinking fish tank water. I want to thank everyone who's joining us in the chat room.
Yeah! Welcome back, Folly, Folly, Fall. My sister, Fall. Welcome back.
Disgusting.
Long missing, but she is back.
When I was a kid, we had a fish tank, and I hated cleaning
my
that
sister,
thing. It's just so nasty.
Sister, Fall.
Fish tanks are... You know, if you're going to have a fish tank, if I'm ever going to get a fish tank ever again in my life, it's going to be where I'm paying someone to come out every week and clean it. And I'll feed them. But someone needs to come out every week and make sure the water's all balanced.
2 weeks anyway. Why even bother?
I'll get, you know, I would, you know, I would like to get a, you know what, freshwater aquariums suck, man. That is boring fish. If you're going to get an aquarium, first of all, if I ever do get an aquarium, it's going to be when I'm making enough money to do it right. You got to get a saltwater aquarium. But those things, you know how expensive and how fucking, how just to purchase the equipment and to maintain it.
I'm just giving to my cat anyway.
You're testing water out and taking it in and getting it labbed up and adding salt and adding this and adding microbes, and you got to have the living plants and the ecosystem. That's like a science, man. I'd pay someone to come out and do that myself.
You really have to have a large tank to make it go off easy, man. I used to be a fish breeder. And the freshwater is a lot easier, but a salt tank is quite a tough job, man. You have a lot of stuff you got to really worry about, and a freaking saltwater fish is expensive.
They're expensive.
$1 fish.
I know.
Those fish are super expensive. I wonder how much it is to cost to buy a clownfish, like from Little Nemo. All right, Milkman, you got to... Milkman, you got to take it easy with the guitar.
Give us another expertise here.
Yeah.
They taste really good, though, man, if you cook them up for sushi, man.
That ain't no clownfish. Jeez. MSC3 Clay has a clownfish, so how much do you pay for your aquarium stuff, man? One day I will own a huge saltwater with a shark in it. I'll have a toy shark. You ever seen those toy sharks? They don't get really big. They stay small.
A wrasse, man. Wrasses are really cool looking fish, man. They're really pretty, like a blue wrasse.
Whatever. I'm gonna put some black lights in there and a foam machine inside it.
We should
call aquariums tonight, man. For some reason, I just want to talk aquariums. I'm gonna prank call. I want to put a TV inside the aquarium for your fish, man. Yo, put a flat screen in it.
Good with biospheres. I shit and piss in my aquarium every day.
Hey guys, I don't know if you've seen this, but I stumbled across some of the funniest. My favorite of all the whack packers on the Stern Show is Beetlejuice. He's the funniest fucking guy. It's always so fucking good when he's on. Beetlejuice, man, is the best of all the whack packers. And I found, have you ever seen Tuck? I ran across this on YouTube. It's out there. I should play it tonight for people to watch on the video. They did a Howard Stern Cribs, just like MTV Cribs, but it was with Beetlejuice's house. They did a few of them, but the one with Beetlejuice is so funny, because he's acting all normal. It's really funny just the way he's talking. He's like talking about his bathroom.
Really?
He's like, yo, yeah, this is where I come in, so I take a shit.
He drops it and starts talking.
Yeah, he shows how he takes a shit, and this is where I take a shit. This is how you wipe the ass and you wash your hands. I was like, oh my god. Yeah, I would love to see that. Where is Lonesome Loser is here? Oh, good. I was wondering. Lonesome Loser
made a recording of that once.
I'm sure he did. Of pooping, yeah. That's good. You know what? You want to play that song? Lego has a song that came out a few years ago. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called Taking the Shit.
I like that song, that Athena song he did. That was a good one.
This is,
I haven't heard that one, but the Athena song is a good one.
Here, this is a gold album that Dr. Lego had, the Gross Tape. This one is called Taking the Shit, 1996. We're coming up with the first prank call in a moment. Who it is, I don't know. It's a wild card prank call, motherfucker. The mouth. All right, hang on, everybody, because I was on the PayPal page buying more minutes for the phone card, and I forgot to hit that, because they make you confirm so many times. But PayPal's like, enter here, confirm here, confirm, are you sure,
yeah.
Ship to here, Now, really, really confirmed. So I got to the very last one, and I left it up there. I thought I was done. I was like, fucking all right already. And now it's it forced me to start the transaction from the beginning because it timed out or something, probably. I don't know. So here we go again. I'm gonna have to enter that in again. So let's play something else in the meantime. Let's play, I don't know. Let's play this. Right, fucking granted. Of course, they issued me a new PIN number, which is what I figured out is every time this happens is when it starts cutting us off. Beautiful spoof cool. card, thank you. So let's hopefully, we'll stick to the new PIN now. I gotta do that again. Org.
Was very amused. I started throwing back. She started throwing back mid-range, but when I spring the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. That's why I'm going insane.
Shut up, fat ass. Biz, fat ass. Marky, fat ass. I hate fat people. I'm Katie K. Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? What took so long to answer the phone, and why didn't you say hello after you picked it up? Did you get confused?
No, I said Sunoco gas station, but something peeps, like fax.
You heard a fax? Where did it work? On your, we have a fax machine there?
No, we have a fax machine, but...
Yeah, maybe the fax machine, no. Maybe the fax machine took over the phone.
Yeah, okay, doesn't matter. Do you need something, sir?
Yeah, I was calling. I wanted to know if you guys had sardines over there.
What?
We'll have sardines. Sardines, man.
Sorry, man?
Sardines.
What?
What's your ethnicity? Come on, buddy. Sardines. Do you have sardines? Do you have them? Attention! Attention to me!
What's that?
Give me attention, sir! Tell me, yes or no, do you have sardines? Go.
No, no.
Do you have Coca-Cola Classic? Sir? And we've lost a patient. Sometimes you gotta put the fear of God on the guy to put him out of town.
Quickly, answer!
Attention! I command you to give me attention right now. Oh, look, okay, here's what we got here, ladies. We have available, ready to call, Milkman. Here's one I think you're going to like, Alibaba Limousine. That's on deck here. We also have the Elvis Bar and Grill, the Cope Cope Espresso Bar and Cafe, LASIK Shop, Hole in the Wall Casino, the new Riverheart Queen Casino and Restaurant, Golden Crown Restaurant,
Brother's Limousine,
Alan Diane's Red Onion Lounge also here. Anger Management Hotline, alright, here we go. I hear something there. Anger Management Hotline. If you want to reach me tonight, you can do so, Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, that's AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is a screen name. If you're using MSN Messenger, it's madhouse@live.com. Again, that's madhouse@live.com if you're using MSN Messenger. Also want to make sure you guys know that Tuck here also has a website, if you weren't aware. That's at TuckerMike.com. That's where he makes Tuck. He does a big Tuck show there. He tucks off. Tuck goes off over there. TuckerMike.com. That's TuckerMike, MICKE.com. All right. No, I'm kidding. It's Mike. It's Mike, yeah. Like Mike. You know how to spell Mike. Does Carlos have an international card? Noon is asking no.
M-I-K-E.
No, Carlito does not have an international call as of yet, but perhaps someone will donate or supply us with a process for calling internationally. Looking for my water jug again. There it is. All right, so here we go. Next prank call tonight is going to be the Anger Management Hotline, everybody. Hope you enjoy it because I'm looking forward to it myself. Bad Breath Onion Rings. I didn't know that song. I'm down with the hippity hop hop.
Crisis line, may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm good. Do you folks offer solutions or you just offer referrals?
We referrals, but we can't really offer.
I hear it sounds like there's children. It sounds like there's children in the background. What kind of place is this?
Sir, can I help you?
Are there children in the background?
Sir, I'm in an office and I'm watching a TV, so that's really not the relevance. Can I help you with something?
I don't think so. Are you one of those answering services where you answer from home and you're like taking my information and there's children around looking at the information? I heard a baby in the back going,
no.
Crap is what does it to me. That people like you
have a nice evening, sir.
Bring those
bye
stupid
bye.
Kids to my job.
To place a call,
those are kids.
Press
I'm going to call her right back.
To listen to your recorded, please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
In crisis line, may I help you?
You tell those motherfuckers in the fucking background to shut the fuck up and take down my information.
Well, I'm the person. I am. Why don't you call me a motherfucker?
You motherfucker.
That's terrible. You do not call this line and talk like that. As a matter of fact, don't call back again.
You piece of trash.
I've got your phone number. I've got two numbers that you just called from. I'm going to report them to the police.
I'm
okay?
blocking my
yes.
number. You don't have my number. I'm blocking it, you stupid bitch.
Yes,
I'm blocking
I do.
It.
I've got two of them. I have two of them.
Bullshit.
I have two of them. You called from one the first time and one from another.
You don't
no,
have shit.
Not.
No, you don't. I'm blocking my number.
I'm going to call you back right now.
I'm going to have you fired.
To place the call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
Did she say she's calling us back?
No.
Wait, did she say she's calling us back? I hope she does. I'm going to act scared like, oh, don't tell my mom.
So like the other guy was ringing up the ID and taking down your number. You, sir, are in trouble.
Oh, shit. All right, hang on. Harlow was sending us over. Something happened to Harlow at the Taco
you
Bell.
They're going to call you back and shake the finger at you.
Apparently, a Taco Bell tonight ran out of beef. This information coming in from Hollywood Vanya. I'm sure he'll be reporting shortly. I'm going to get some more information. We got the number to prank call them at. They ran out of beef. I would be pissed off.
Who knows?
They better be giving me the steak instead, motherfuckers. You better not be charging me for no steak fajitas. You better give me some steak crunchy tacos, bitch. Milkman, what are you doing? Are you on the phone or are you talking to us? What? Okay, I don't know what Milkman's saying. I think he's having a conversation in the background. I thought he was at home.
He's stolen, and he can't get up.
Everybody, breaking news here. Breaking news coming in here from the
EMC button.
We got breaking news from the wire here, apparently.
Ambulance.
Quiet talk. Fucking breaking news. Shut up. Milkman has fallen, and he cannot get up. Everybody, breaking news. We'll be hopefully hearing from him soon.
Who does that?
Yeah, see, hear him in the background. He's delirious in the background. So we got to send somebody over there. Who's in L.A. right now? We should call Reclude. Reclude, right?
Is the Reclude in L.A.? Is he eliminated
I don't think Reclude's in a position to save anybody right now. I think he needs some rescuing himself probably right about now. What time is it?
The rest of his contemporary Christian rock band are smoking cocaine up the stripper's ass.
Oh, we're going to have to play that for sure. I wish he'd call from L.A. I would love to hear from him in L.A. He's too busy. He's too Hollywood right now. Like Hollywood Vanya, he's not even calling in. All right, we got the Dirty Dozen strippers, and also we have Bronco Billy's Pizza Palace. Hey, Lonesome Loser, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show. I know you came in. And thank you. Hey, Lonesome Loser, the man himself, the myth, the legend, the multiple lover, the dark hitman of prank calls. Lonesome Loser. If you could find an aquarium service or aquariums or something like that, or somewhere I can go to buy fish, I just have a hankering for, fish-related prank calls. Call me Troy McClure if you must. Now, who's in The Simpsons that's attracted to fish? Not Troy McClure, but it was also voiced by the same guy, by Phil Hartman. Who was it? Forgot who it was. Who's the actor on The Simpsons? The character who's the actor? You know what I'm talking about? You're not a Simpsons fan, are you, Tuck? You don't seem like it.
Well, there's a few. Are you talking about, what's his face?
Is it Troy McClure? Yeah, Lionel Hutz is the lawyer, and Troy McClure is the actor. Yeah, Troy McClure in The Simpsons. I don't know if you're a Simpsons fan, but I am.
Troy McClure, right.
Yeah, he's Troy McClure. Yeah.
I am Troy McClure. You might know me from movies as blah, 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 blah.
Yes, yes. Okay, I gotta turn the toll-free line on. Hollywood's gonna be calling in here a second. I just forgot to start the line up. Let me get that taken care of here. In the meantime, we can play a prank call here real quick. I need to set the phone line up. I'm not prepared as normal. Is there anything else we can talk about? I got a prank call request here from the mouth line, request line rather. The request a prank. We got to do someone who gets a whole dossier about every single piece of information you can imagine about somebody, with the exception of like their social security number. This person sent this to me. Apparently, something happened to them at work, and they tracked them down or something, like in a retail store or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's probably some illegal stuff. But the guy was drunk when he gave it to me. He gave it to me on paper. And he wrote.
Do we want to get involved in that kind of shit?
He wrote really.
I don't know.
He wrote really big.
Interesting or.
He wrote really big on the paper. Fuck this bitch ass cunt with dollar signs. He was drunk when he gave it to me over the weekend, so I promised him I'd do it. He was drinking a lot. It was I got really drunk too on Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
All of Syndicate was watching me. I drank 5 liters of beer. As a matter of fact, I drank a whole mini keg of Heineken Light. I got very drunk. I was hungover for half the day on Sunday. Yeah, Saturday night was fun. Yes, sir. I said I would. I didn't drink at the holiday party that we went to with Athena, but I sure drank when I got home. And I don't drink. I'm not a drinker. I don't do that. But for some reason, I just said, let me just drink. Let me see if I can drink this whole thing of beer just to say I did it, you know. I don't ever really drink, and I did it. Wow. I got through it, man. It was like like a college party. The Dead saying hi. The Dead is checking in. All you The Dead fans. Don't worry. The Dead will be joining us here shortly. And I'm still looking for a prank call to play here. All right, now I'm gonna mute Milkman.
Milkman is still a bit.
I don't understand.
The
he's
background
just stupid.
Blood out of his head.
God, man. All right. Anyway, let's play this one. This one's called Megaphone Order. I think that one's stupid. Let's do Cuban. Cuban restaurant number 5. Let's all be quiet.
Okay.
Gonzalez, how you doing? This is Rodriguez.
Yep.
I get confused between Gonzalez, Rodriguez. I think they're both the same name sometimes. It's silly. Look, man, I want to apologize. I know I got upset. I think maybe we could work this out. If you comp me one of the meals and give me an open bar for an hour, I think I can let this all slide and I'm not going to report you because of the bad things that you said to me on the phone, sir. Do you know who I am?
Why don't you try bugging somebody else?
Do you know who I am, sir?
Nobody cares who you are, sir.
Hermano, listen. Listen, man. I know your name is. You know how I found out, sir?
How, sir?
Because I did a check. Because I'm Governor Tom Ridge. And I did a check. I did a check on you guys. I found out that you have at least 2 people there who don't have papers.
Good.
So.
Why don't you try calling the corporate office?
No, it becomes the person responsible is you, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, sir, as we like to say in this country.
Yeah.
So okay.
You have a good night, sir.
You have an Argentinian kind of. I'm trying to get a rile out of him, but.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you? Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, is this the taxi company?
Which one?
Niven?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was wondering if I could come down, but I don't want any problems. I have a dog. You know, I heard very bad things that you people do not take dogs in the car, and, you know.
We do take dogs in our car. You've.
What?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from America.
Okay, so why are you calling us?
Because I want to let you know that in America we have these rules where you must accept a dog if it's a guide
dog.
Well,
we do accept dogs, okay?
Well, look, lady, this...
It was a situation that got out of hand, and things have been said that shouldn't have been said by the press and all the rest of it, and we have nothing else to say.
Well, let me tell you something. This is America, and I'm going to be suing you because of what you did.
Oh.
You piss off, woman.
I didn't piss. I didn't say piss off. So don't talk to me like that.
I heard what you said. You know, in America, you wouldn't be allowed to vote.
And who cares what happens in America? Well, we live in England.
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
You never did. And who helped you out just now?
No, you're not.
You are. He is crazy, man.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Fuck you. Call me a bitch, you cheeky fucker.
Cheeky fucker? What the fuck is that, bitch?
Name?
Hey, who's that woman you got over there?
Hello?
Woman?
Hey, you cheeky fucker, how are you?
I'm just fine.
All right, that's interesting. Let's take a look. Was it ringing to the voicemail that goes leave a message, or was it saying
yeah.
It was?
Leave a message, yeah.
All right, it was going to my cell phone. God, you hear the tire screeching? I wonder if that lady called back and left a message. Interesting. Hang on a minute.
Check that. Yeah.
Let me cue up another prank call here. This one is called Shoplifting Women. No, that's the news. I don't want to play that. Do you have some paper? I don't have no idea what this is.
Yeah, I'll help you.
What up, motherfucker? How you doing there, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Can you have a piece of paper?
I'm sorry, but we're closed.
No, can I make an order for pickup?
No, we're closed.
Do you have any paper, though? Do you have paper there, though?
Yeah.
That was my question. I didn't say that. You insinuated I was going to ask for an order? I mean, maybe I just wanted you to write some important information down. You ready?
Sure.
What's on the number 4 menu?
On the 4?
Yeah, on well, number 4.
Pork.
I already got it set to 4. It's just that's not going to work. Never mind. All right, well, maybe after we finish here. Hey, now it's ringing. Holy shit. I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe it was ringing him back. I don't know. This is beautiful. Call back in Hollywood. Maybe that was her. Maybe it got called. I don't know how we'll call her back. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Hollywood, call back in if you can. I don't know if the phone died. Here we go. Now it's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Was that you that time? That whole time?
No, you hung up on me.
Oh, well, I don't understand. How did it ring to some woman?
What, did you call me back?
No. Did your phone ring at all?
No.
Okay, anyway. All right, so I've got a bunch of numbers to call here. I've got the new Riverboat Queen Casino and Restaurant.
Hey, that girl called back?
No, she hasn't. Well, if she did, I can't check it right now, actually. They're going to have to wait until the line's clear.
Okay.
What else do we got here? I got the Alibaba limousine. Oh, that's fun.
Dude, I had a great idea, too.
Okay, yeah, what's your idea now?
Do we have any random people names?
Random people? Yes, we do. We have a woman from Nunu. It is Josephine Pittman Tucker, who is also known as Mrs. Jerry Bryson, apparently. She's in Huntsville, Alabama.
We call her from the Disney Resort, saying that she has won a 1-week stay there. We've already charged her card the $3,000.
Okay.
And all she has to do is come pick it up. It's just make it to the resort.
There you go.
But for some reason, it only charged $2,700, so she's going to owe the $300 when she gets here.
All right. Oh, my God, yeah. That's always going to be fun to get.
Should we use a Disney resort, though?
Yeah. Well, this person, it says old and stupid is what it sounded like. So what would old people come to Florida for other than, like, what would they want to see? I don't know. Matlock Museum? No, not that.
How about they've won a week's stay in a retirement home where they don't even have to wipe. We'll take care of them completely.
Wow. What about a casino?
Larry's? I wonder if he's back.
The Seminole Brighton Casino. Tell them that it's an Indian casino over here. It's called the Seminole Brighton Casino. You ever heard of it? Probably not.
Nope.
Think about that. Did you get the? I sent you the dossier over there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna type that over there to you as well. Milkman, what are you playing tonight? Are you back yet with us, Seminole? Oh, someone's dying over there.
Yeah, my son's throwing up in the background.
Oh no, that's not good.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
He's drinking.
When we got him Taco Bell tonight. He doesn't like the steak, so we had to get steak.
Oh yeah.
So he came up to me and said, "Man, is there like a money back guarantee on this?" He didn't like it.
He doesn't like steak. That's kind of odd. He likes the ground beef better than the steak. So, okay, so you went to the Taco Bell and they were out of beef.
Yeah, when I got there, I was the first person that they ran out of beef.
Right.
So I thought we might actually call them and say, you know, I'm so-and-so from the home office. They're going to have to close down but until they get their beef shipment in.
Oh, my God.
Because we can't afford to be giving everybody steak and chicken.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, and you sent me the number, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that first before we do anything, because okay. I like that idea. So just to round it out for everybody who doesn't understand yet.
I've actually written down the 800 number for the Taco Bell home office, so we can give them that if you want me to send you the 800 number.
Yeah, send me that. Yeah, for sure. And I'm gonna copy paste this information of it. So basically, we got a Taco Bell that Hollywood and his kid went to tonight. They ran out of beef. We're having a substitute steak or chicken, and they weren't charging extra for the steak then, correct?
Right. Yeah, the steak or the chicken. You got to choose what you wanted.
Well, chicken is the same price usually. The steak is expensive. Yeah. When they make a little bit of profit right there in that steak. It doesn't cost them that much more money than what they charge you. Anyway, all right. So let's call that. Let's do that, and then we will do the other one. Okay, I see the 800 number. You left it there.
Cool.
Just a moment, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Probably just busy with
the which makes it all the better when we finally get to them. Come on, damn it.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Are you sure it's the number I sent you?
That's kind of odd that I would have gone to that. I'll try it again. Don't worry.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Phillips from the home office here. Is your manager available?
Yes, just John Mill from the home office. Yes.
Yes, is the manager?
Yes, I'm the manager or not.
Oh, what's your name, ma'am?
Lisa.
Okay, this is John Phillips from the home office here in California.
Yes.
We just got a call, and they've actually woke me up out of bed. Have you apparently run out of beef there? Is that
yes,
situation?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Standard policy actually requires, if you guys have run out of beef, have you looked in your manual yet?
No.
Okay. Are you substituting for something then?
No, we can get steak for the beef.
No. You cannot do that. If you look in the manual, you will see. If you run out of meat, you're going to need to close your doors until you get your shipment in. When is your shipment supposed to arrive? We cannot substitute
morning.
For steak. No, we cannot substitute that. Do you understand the price difference?
Yes, sir. I'm just doing what my boss told me to do.
Okay,
I'm just
well,
a shift leader.
Ma'am. Lisa, listen to me.
Yes.
I am from the home office, okay? You're going to need to close
okay.
your doors. I don't
okay.
care what your boss told you. Policy requires that if you run out of meat, if you run out of the beef, you cannot substitute. And if you cannot if you're not supposed to substitute, you're going to need to close your doors because you cannot give out steak or chicken for the beef.
Okay.
What is your manager's name? Tony?
Yes.
All right. Let me have his phone number, please.
His what?
His phone number. I need to contact Tony. Is it H-I-L-T-O-N?
Do what?
Last name is...
No.
Okay, and his phone number, please? Uh-huh. Stop serving steak.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you have to close your doors right now, then you need to do that.
So I just close down for the night like right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, what I need you to do is if we're sending an inspector down there tonight also, and those bathrooms
okay.
had better be clean. Do you understand
okay.
me? We have had three people complaining tonight also, had calls tonight about your bathroom, both your men and your women. There is apparently no soap in there, no towels, and it smells of urine. Now, Lisa, do you understand the seriousness of this call? They actually had to get me out of bed to call you. Do you understand the seriousness? Who orders your beef, okay? I understand it's not your fault, okay? You're just a shift leader.
Yeah.
Now, but who is the one? Is the one that is supposed to order the meat?
Yes,
who orders
he makes the orders every week.
Okay, why in the world do you think that this happened?
He didn't order enough.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just caught phone calls.
So it looks like this guy
was
probably going to be terminated tonight. Do you have somebody else that you could put on as manager? Are you next in line?
I don't know. Mike and
because apparently this is a conspiracy to get Tony out of his job.
No, I don't know who's next in line.
Okay,
I really don't.
Well, we need to find out who's next in line because it looks like Tony's probably not going to have a job tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know who's next in line. Brought him in here when our GM quit a couple months ago, and he's just been here for now.
Okay, so he's not actually the manager then?
Yeah, he's the GM.
Has he been promoted to manager?
The GM, yes.
All right. Now, Lisa, you sound like you're a level-headed person.
Yes.
I'm actually going to see about getting you put in as manager. Now, do you think if you were put in as manager, you'll be able to make the orders or you will not run out of meat or run out of anything?
If I even knew how to do it. They never taught me how to do it.
Okay, I will teach you on the phone how to do it. But here's the deal. I need you. Are you still open right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's fine. Now, do you have any kind of, like, small animals around there that you could possibly use as beef? Are there, like, cats or dogs? We can use that separately.
No.
It's kind of under the table. We're not going to tell anybody.
No.
But do you have anybody there that can actually strip a cat?
No.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Lisa. This has got me choked up. I just can't believe this happened. Are you still there?
Yes.
All right. And I've been sick, so I'm on the phone. Sick. I'm running 102 degree temperature. So you can understand how upset this is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have anybody there that can strip a cat?
No.
Do you know how to?
No.
Okay. One other thing we can possibly do is instead of putting beef in the tacos, cover it up with pinto beans and cheese. Can you do that?
Okay.
And maybe if you take the rice and cut each individual rice up into three pieces and use like a marker to color those, it can pass as beef. Okay? But don't get the markers that can actually that are harmful to eat. Okay? And do you guys have like a Walmart or anything there close to you?
No.
There's no Walmart close to you? What about a...
Yeah, it's on the other side of town.
It's on the other side of town? Okay, yeah. Do you have anybody that can actually run up and get an edible flavored marker? Maybe one that's possibly a beef flavored. Okay.
No.
Yes. Okay. And I just want you to know that also tonight this call is being brought to you by the Hemorrhoid Relief Center. Okay? So go ahead and close down. I'm going to give a call, and the Hemorrhoid Relief Center also is going to be giving you a call as well. Okay?
What's that?
That is our sponsor tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will be talking to you soon, Lisa. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
And please make sure... You there?
Hey, we got a
good plug. Excellent.
That voice is
fresh.
That's good radio right there.
I don't have an Ultra radio like I am, so he knows how to put in the hard sell.
Okay.
Tuck was talking. Hang on. What were you saying? Hollywood, you didn't get out on the air. Tuck was amazing.
I said I almost lost it when I was talking about if they'd had like
the
strip a cat.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Tuck says you sound like the, you're getting down. What is it, Tuck, now? Like the old time radio, the OTR guys?
Yeah.
The old old time radio.
He and I are both big OTR fans.
OTR, Over the Rainbow. That's what it is. Let me play that. You won't be able to hear it, but I'll give you the synopsis. Let's listen to this. 17 seconds long, so maybe someone said something.
Just want to confirm that this is a number that called, placed a call, a violent call to a hotline earlier, and we will be looking up the phone number, and we will further investigate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh no, a violent call. She said she's confirming it's the number that left the violent call.
Do you want to be your wife and you beat me in the background?
No, we can't do that, no.
You want to call her back and say, yeah, this is my number, I don't know who this is.
Yeah, who are you, lady? You should call back and say, I don't know who you are, you're calling me from some number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you're gonna until you're gonna report her too, that you have her,
yeah,
and you're tracing,
yeah, so,
her.
Yeah. Is this some kind of a prank call?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
You woke me up.
There you go. All right. Cool. Okay. Let's do that right now. Hang on, folks. Oh shit. Where's my music at? Nothing's in the right place anymore in this house.
Hi, supply. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Summer, and I just got an emergency call from my office line.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I guess somebody called from there, and something about a violent call.
Yes. The who was the person that... I'm sorry, first of all, is this your business?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your business?
This is my business. Well,
and who is the person that's on the voicemail of your business?
Any idea who you're talking about, ma'am?
Okay, but I'm asking you, when I called the number and I left a message, there's a male's voice that's answering. Is that one of your coworkers or associates?
That is actually the company that we go through our voicemail for. We pay them to do the voicemail.
The gentleman who answered and said, this is so and this is this name, and this is, I mean, that gentleman is just an answering service?
It's an answering service, yes, ma'am. It's actually a voicemail answering service. I don't know.
Okay, I know. Understand. Hold on a second. I understand. You can tell me that you don't understand. It doesn't matter. It's out of my hands now. I've already reported the phone number. If they investigate and I was incorrect, then so be it. But it was my responsibility to report the phone number that I received an extremely hostile call from the male that actually is the same voice that answered that number. And it was a hostile call. It came from two different phone numbers. That was the first phone number that it came from.
Okay,
and he was extremely hostile. It was an emergency. I understand, and let me just tell you where I'm coming from so that way you know what it is, and then we'll hang up and then we can get past it.
I just got woken up knowing nothing that's going on. Please do not yell at me, okay? First off, I need you.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just...
No, you're yelling,
okay,
at
ma'am.
Me, okay?
I'm running a business myself here. This is an emergency line. So I just want to let you know that the number was reported. If it was done incorrectly, I apologize. But
okay,
that is the phone number that I received a call from.
What kind of business do you run, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I said this is an emergency line, and that doesn't matter. You and I can't spend a lot of time discussing back and forth. All I can say is I received a hostile call, and I reported it, and that's all I did, and that's my responsibility.
Now I'm receiving a hostile call too, ma'am.
No, I didn't. I just left a voicemail letting you guys know that I did that, and I needed to let you know that I reported the phone number. I don't know where the organization is. I don't know what your business is. I don't know any of that. I just know that that's where I received the call from.
We run a strip
club. So I was letting you know.
We run a strip club.
I'm sorry?
No, we run a strip club, and there's not hardly any people in here that are hostile until they get really, really drunk.
It was a male's voice. It was the same male that answered your voicemail. So if that's an answering service... It's just a little weird that your answering service, the person who, it literally was the same voice.
Very strange.
And I received, it is. But the most strangest part is that I received the hostile call from somebody from this phone number. And he was extremely hostile. I mean extremely.
What exactly
very verbally abusive. He cursed. He called me a lot of names. This is an emergency helpline. I'm sorry?
What exactly did he say?
Ma'am, I don't talk like that, so I'm not going to say what he said, but he called.
I need to know so I can write this down, so I can get in touch with us.
He called me a mother effer. He called me a b
word. That word
again.
How dare you? I said abbreviate.
I did say mother effer.
Do not.
That is
use
not the
those
word,
words
ma'am.
With me, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. I'm
that
sorry, but I think
so,
you. I did not use
so
it.
So wrong.
You.
I you could have said MF.
Trying to
you could have said MF. No.
Bye bye now, ma'am. I think
now
you're
woke
Jesus.
Me up.
I'm calling to report you now.
No reason.
Now I'm calling to report you. I'm going to report
no
you
reason.
Now that there's a female calling.
You're reporting
yes,
me.
Yes, because you were doing the same thing. Bye bye now. Bye bye.
How dare you?
She didn't know that was a fake.
She didn't figure out until the very end. That's funny now. That's funny now, man. That is funny now. Oh my god, dude, that lady. She's like, I don't repeat those words. I don't repeat.
She didn't know he's putting on a voice.
I didn't call her a mother effer, did I? Did I say that? I probably did.
We'll catch on the replay, huh?
Ah, I can replay it though. I definitely can.